Blog Talk Radio.
Young man, 35 riders, let's go.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a goat.
Yeah,
but it ain't when we get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting out. Sleep slow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
Why? Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now was Kush only. Grind hard. That's the hard push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
Why? I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit, hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own, hustle.
Already, already. Welcome to Global 13 Radio. The cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm your host, Onyx. The host, Golden Fleece, not holding it down with me today. He's actually in Florida attending an event. I'll speak about that a little bit later. It's kind of crazy this week, this way. A lot has happened in the news. I'm sure you guys already know the Oklahoma tornado. Just so many different things that happened this week. It's unfortunate. Hopefully we can all move forward and do the best that we can do. Keep your prayers uplifted for those that are affected by the tornadoes. It's just a crazy week. I can hardly even say anything. But so we are going to still get it in tonight. Special guest coming up tonight is super producer Mill Ticket, Grammy Award winning track boy / bad boy entertainment. So if you're not familiar with him, you will be tonight. It's going to be a great interview. So I'm so glad that you're tuned in tonight. I personally text like 4 of you guys, so you better be listening, because this is going to be information that I think that will really help you to grow as an artist and push you in the right direction. So take it from somebody who's been there, done that, won a Grammy or two, and back out here on the scene again in the new market, in the new area. So he's going to come on a little bit later. I do want to kind of talk about the Billboard Awards briefly and kind of mention who won and who didn't. And then y'all been killing me with the Drake and Miguel picks on Instagram and Facebook. I mean, I've just been weakened this week, like the past 2 days. It's just a mess. Yeah, I mean, it's just too much. Once media viral goes viral, everything gets out of hand. So, but what I want to do is actually play a couple of tracks. And because Mill Ticket, the first, I believe this was one of the first productions that really got them noticed. And I'm going to play this track for you guys. And it's Ludacris, Georgia. And it's on G14 Ready to Cut coming up. Nope, I take that back. I lied. I take that back. I'm actually going to play something else because I want to play that closer to the time when he comes on so he can talk about it with you guys. This is Young Swizz, Hands Free. Let's go.
Yo, now listen up and understand me. The head's priceless, she wanna do it hands free. You know you like this, so when I write this, man, you leave. Automatic click on the rip when I do it, man, see. I be killing shit gradually, and then I pick it up from the bottom to the top, cause I'm built like that.
Uh-huh.
Niggas talk slick, they ain't really like that.
Nah.
Swiffer been a man since way back. Swiffer been a man since 8-track.
Nah, no
all my niggas on point like a ball pen.
Yeah.
Listen, darling, never trip unless you really in the falling. But you fuck around, slip all in. We was out dreaming about balling.
Yeah.
Assistant Chris Paulin, wishing for diamonds, glistening on wrists. We risking it all in.
Fuck.
Know it's Swiffer.
Yeah.
And you know that. No vest, I'm trying for the crowd. That's really where the hoes at. Got your bitch on hold, bitch, nigga, hold that.
Never understand me.
The head's priceless, she wanna do it hands free. You know you like this, so when I write this, man, you leave. Automatic click on the rip when I do it, man, see. I be killing shit gradually, see. I have plans, started with like 40 bands. Caught money, lost money, got it again. It's back to the hustle, right back we began. It's easy to lose, it's harder to win. So I've been out riding, thinking surviving. My youngin' from college, I'm drinking, she driving. I'm rolling, she smiling, we wildin'. I keep it on go, my niggas know. Pop whatever and let it pull. Top whatever to settle the score. I got whatever you got and more. Shining this bitch like 100 stars. I need 100K and 100 broads. $100 plate and a back massage. See your family do it hella large. Then up and understand me. The head's priceless, she wanna do it hands free. You know you like this, so when I write this, man, you leave.
Understand me.
Automatic click on the rip when I do it, man, see. I be killing shit gradually, leave.
Every minute moving, I'm out here getting to it. I show you how to do it, I show you how to do it. Got a couple bitches with me,
yeah.
Little niggas with me. I show you how to do it, I show you how to do it. Every minute moving, I'm out here getting to it. I show you how to do it, I show you how to do it. Got a couple bitches with me, little niggas with me. Show you how to do it, show you how to do it.
All already on it, coming back to you on The Cut this Wednesday evening. That was Young Swift, Def Jam recording artist Young Swift. He just retweeted us. Salute. We appreciate you, homie. I love that track, Hands Free. I'm pretty sure that's going to be everywhere pretty soon. So, ladies, I know you feeling that joint. Definitely get with it. Tonight, like I said, I am holding down solo, but we have a special guest coming on a little later. Mill Ticket, Grammy Award-winning producer, Bad Boy Entertainment, Track Boys. So it's going to be a great night. I wish my phone would stop blowing up, though. This happens every Wednesday. I get the most calls on Wednesdays, but I don't like that. So, but anyways, I'm trying to get y'all crunked up a little bit. I got a couple of tracks I want to play because, like I said, y'all was going in on my boy Miguel, so I'm going to make sure I do something special for him, play a track like he know me. But, you know, I'm going to play that, and I also have a track I want to premiere from an artist out of Texas based in Georgia along those southern lines called IDFWU. So I'm going to premiere her record, and she is a female rapper, so her name is EXO. So EXO Music, and we are going to premiere that track tonight on The Cut. So we got some more time on our hands. Let's get into one of my favorite joints. You already know how I do it, Jeezy, R.I.P.
Yeah, what's up? What's up? What I'm saying, though? We got her, so we go to the club, nigga.
R.I.P.
We just killed the club.
Rest in peace.
When I'm so high, I can't feel the truck. Too many haters in here.
You know they say sharing is caring, baby. Show us how much you care about us. get in.
Work.
My niggas ain't shit, that what these bitches say.
Work.
Met her last night, trying to fuck that bitch today.
Work.
She ain't talking pussy.
Work.
Don't look a nigga way.
Work.
We tag team them hoes.
Ooh.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work.
Yeah. Me dancing in that pussy.
That pussy.
Kid and play,
this what we do, nigga. Watching
them hoes,
you
know. Kid and play.
From the first time
that I met her, I knew that I was gon' sex her.
But will she let the crew hear?
I guarantee she gon' let her. See, baby girl,
will
go get her. And she know I'm getting that cheddar.
Uh-huh.
Plus, when it come to real niggas, ain't nobody here better.
Nah.
So I'm gonna do what I do best.
Yeah.
Since the whistle with you text,
yeah.
You fine as hell and you cute, yes.
Yeah.
But is you down with that group?
Yeah.
She say she got that deep throat and her juice box get too wet.
Mm.
And now I'm dancing in that pussy. Bitch, check out my two-step.
Woo.
You know the way that my crew rap. We fuck a bitch in your hoop neck. So gonna bring your girl through. We share her like we share you. Don't care about your hairdo.
Nah.
Don't care about your makeup.
Nah.
Cause once you at my house party, all we do is straight fuck. You won't be around when I wake up.
Nah.
No girlfriends and no dates up.
Nah.
And them double D's and them A cups. We take them all if they straight fuck.
Nigga.
Won't be around when I wake up.
Nah.
No girlfriend and no day stuff.
Nah.
And them double D's and them A cups. We take them all, they straight flush.
Nigga.
Yo,
work.
My niggas ain't shit, that what these bitches say.
Work.
Met her last night, trying to fuck that bitch today.
Work.
She ain't talking pussy.
Work.
Don't look a nigga way.
Work.
We tag team them hoes.
Ooh.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Yeah.
Me dancing in that pussy.
That pussy.
Kid and play.
Work,
kid and play.
Work,
kid and play.
Yeah,
we tag team hoes.
What?
Kid and play.
Bought me one of them hood hoes. Yeah, you know what I'm good for. I'm the bait. Reel it in, then get her gone on that good smoke. She think I'm fly, she say I'm cute. I crack a smile, I say you too. We drinking, drinking, we smoking, smoking. Next thing you know, that booty loose. I threw the cakes back to the face, ran through that hoe. Shit, relay race. I'm Road Dogg and that's Billy Guns. If you a freak, bitch, give me some. We turned up, we having fun. Broke niggas ain't having none. We turned up, having fun.
Broke niggas ain't having none.
Kick your heels 2 times, then you kid and play. Money get you any pussy, fuck what bitches say. I got a pocket full of guap, she got a Section 8. She be a fool not to let a nigga penetrate.
Work, work.
Her booty sponsored by Nerf. I give a dick till she squirt. I give a dick till she jerk. She give me head till I burst. Then give my homie the same thing. It's an invite to them biz nights. Come try that block, boy, gang bang.
Work.
My niggas ain't shit, that what these bitches say.
Work.
Met her last night, trying to fuck that bitch today.
Work.
She ain't talking pussy.
Work.
Don't look a nigga way.
Work.
We tag team them hoes.
Ooh.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work.
Yeah. Me dancing in that pussy.
That pussy.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work. Yeah.
We tag team them hoes.
Ooh.
Kid and play.
Work.
Alrighty, alrighty. Welcome back to The Cut on Wednesday night. Host Onyx checking in with you, like I said. Homie Glue left me hanging. Nah, he's straight. He's actually at a memorial service this evening for a very, very popular and well-known DJ. So we want to send our condolences and our prayers out to him. He is out there at the memorial for DJ Saxwell. So unfortunate. And again, like I said, this week has just been kind of crazy. It's been unfortunate news, tornado, the kids. I keep seeing the numbers go up. I mean, it's just sad. So, you know, for me, you know how I get. I get really emotional. So I'm not going to do that to y'all on the air tonight. I'm really not. But also this week, just transitioning on to a lighter subject topic, Billboard Awards. Billboard Music Awards was this week. A lot of y'all went in on your boy Miguel. With the body slam and the wrestling move, it's a trip. I want to know, tweet me your funniest one if you have one on Instagram. I want to know, follow me as well, Onyx254, and Twitter and IG, I want to see him because I saw one with him like going over the football tackle, and I really can't explain, but it's just hilarious, and y'all did the most with it. But like I said, I'm going to play a track from Miguel tonight. I like the one that he has with Talib. It is called Come Here. That's the name of the song. So So, you guys, I said I was going to premiere this track because we have a little bit more time on our hands. Mill Ticket is coming on the air. He'll be on shortly, 9 o'clock probably. I want to play this track. This artist is XO Music. And shout out to DJ Skano because he just tweeted that he's listening already. Appreciate you. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in tonight. We hope you tune in and check in with us every Wednesday night when you have the opportunity. And also, I haven't said it, so let me say it. This is the station right at global14.com, which is Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. So make sure also you go there. So lots of things to do. Wednesday night, kick it with me. And then also go to global14.com, Jermaine Dupri. So check out his site. It's a lot going on there. There's a lot of opportunities. That's pretty much how I found this one. And let's go. Let's do it. So, like I said, this record is called, it's actually like initials. It's IDSWU. And I'm going to let you figure out what that stands for. So, this is XO Music. It's like a little premiere, special little premiere. I believe I'm the first radio station to play it. So, let's see what it do. If you like the record, let me know. Tweet me, call me, 760-913-4119. If you don't like it, let me know. 760-913-4119. Alrighty, welcome back to The Cut on Global 14 Radio. Goes down, like I said, every Wednesday night. Got some new people listening in. Got some faithful listeners listening in. Shout out to Destiny. Thank you for the tweet. As you can see, we meet again. I'm solo. Fellas let me down. Now I'm playing, like I said. He did have some other things that he needed to take care of tonight, this evening, so we will have him back with us next Wednesday. The co-host at The Glue, follow him at THAGLUE. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Nally. Lots of shout-outs tonight. You guys are showing so much love. I really appreciate it. We really appreciate it. Natalie, Miss Natalie NYC, she is actually a vet in the music industry game. She was one of our special guests that came on last week for our Chris Kelly tribute that we had. Definitely rest in peace to Chris Kelly. That was a difficult time, and we are so glad to be able to celebrate him and honor him in the most respectful way that we can. So we did have a tribute special for him last Wednesday, and you guys can go back and listen to that. And she was our guest. She was actually a part of the whole promotions thing with Columbia Records, Def Jam, and all of that jumped off. So shout out to her. Thank you. Shout out to you too, Cali Love, Desiree. We appreciate it. Like I said, you guys are showing some love, and I really appreciate it. I need the support. It's just me tonight. So it's a little weird. I feel like I'm talking to myself. So I like when y'all tweet, because then I know I ain't talking to myself, you know, because I'm really not. Like, I don't talk to myself. So anyways, that was EXO Music, IDSWU. So the acronyms, I don't fuck with you. I want to know what you guys think. That was like a little premiere, so let me know. And like I said, Mill Ticket is coming on tonight. I'm so excited. This is just a real dude. I met him at the Southern Entertainment Awards in Nashville, Tennessee. Met a lot of people out there, a lot of great people, and I do encourage you guys to get out to these conferences and network and really meet these people. And while I'm on this topic, because, you know, this is, we kind of get into the rants, and it's not so much a rant, but it's just your truth. And because, you know, being in the music industry and the business side, I want to just say this much. Someone said, you know, every time I go to the conferences, they say the same thing. I need to go over to this city and get hot and do this and do. Well, that's what you need to do. You do have to get. If the people are saying the same thing every conference you go, every time you turn around, that's because it's some truth to it. So that's like that's the oldest thing in the book. Like if somebody keeps saying the same thing over and over, then apparently, okay, I need to take this information in and apply it to whichever it may be. So in this case, the artistry. Yes, you do need to get hot. You know what I'm saying? There's so much competition out here. Think about the freshman list. Some of those you know, some of them you don't. But what does it take to get on the XXL freshman list? What kind of DJs do I need to network to really make my single grow in this market, to get my spins on the radio? It can get to a point where radio is asking you for the single because it's just in demand. So you or the DJs, you know, vice versa. So you really need to kind of listen to what these people are saying. And going to these conferences are very beneficial to you because, like I said, one thing is the networks. That's something that you can't get online. You can't get that face-to-face. You know, there's nothing like an in-person just talking to them, getting to know them, you know, giving them your card or whatever, the CD, whatever it is. And a lot of times, if you're not bum-rushing, throwing CDs at people, they ask you for one. So, you know, just a little bit of information because I see people are getting discouraged, but, you know, it's okay to be discouraged, but it comes a time and a point where it's just not for you. You know, there's going to be a time where you have to say this industry may not be for me. If I'm not made to network, if I don't know, or if I can't have someone on my team to do these things, then I may not be a good fit. So that's just maybe something you have to look at. I want to play another track, then we'll come back and do the Billboard Award. You know what? Let's go ahead and do this. Like I said, I like this Talib Kweli. I'm going to kill. Oh, my gosh. I can't talk tonight. I'm so sorry, guys. I must be nervous. But I'm going to play this Kamir track. I really love this joint. And I really want you guys, if you haven't heard it already, to hear it tonight on The Cut. And like I said, it's one of my favorites. And because y'all been going on Miguel so heavy, I just feel like it's so right that we do this. If I can find it, and I tell you what, I can throw something on until I get that going for you guys. And also tonight, like I said, call 760-913-4119 to speak to Mel Ticket, because this is someone that you're going to want to talk to. I found a lot of information on him that I did not know, and I was so excited, and so I'm very still excited to talk to him tonight, because it's going to be a lot of information, a lot of, I guess I would say, inside scoops and networks. I mean, this is Bad Boy Entertainment, so you have an idea of what you think it's like to work for Puff Diddy just because of these reality shows, but I bet you he's got something else to say about that. So stay tuned. Kick it with me. Appreciate you guys for tweeting and listening and all of that and retweets. It just means a lot. So here we go. I'm going to play a track, and then I'm going to come back with some more.
Ain't nobody fucking with my clique. I got the brat with me. I got Bow Wow with me. Shady, y'all. I got Dondre with me. My man Fresh Cocaine with me. This is so, so
dead.
And me,
we having a celebration.
Y'all know who I am.
We having a celebration.
Yeah.
We having a celebration,
y'all know what this is.
3 in the morning, niggas is yawning, but I'm as drunk as they come. Niggas is boring, see I'm still pouring, fuckers just rolled up a blunt. Would you please get out of the way, these real NWAs, blowing that smoke in your face, while we running the streets to the A's. Shots, some back shots, back seat, some mattress, thugging that passion, let me know how you want it done. Party like every day, yeah, we high like every day. I'm not trying to throw it in your face, but we living like we on vacation.
D-R-I-A, yes, you should know my name. Keep the bad ones with me, and they always glad we came. Pop, pop, popping bottles of that rose, and man, we so turned up. Baby, don't stop popping. So, so, Jeff, you know what's up. Ooh, I can change the light.
Yeah.
Boy, come on over here and get yourself a slice.
You want that cake.
And I'ma give it to you. Throw it up, light it up, sit back and watch me do it for you.
Hey.
Yeah. Roll it up.
Talk to me,
motherfuckers is acting a fool. I'm here to celebrate the occasion. Hashtag half amazing. So, so, guess the location. Papa Molly, I'm on vacation.
Woo!
Fuck parole and probation.
Woo!
Nigga, roll up that Cindy so my piss test will stay pretty. Them time for the my face. Just in case, still on my way. Please don't run up, run up. Cause bitch, I turn up, turn up. I wanna send you to the ER.
We so for real. Fuck the rules, we do what we feel.
All these niggas up in here mad now. Feelings to yourself, everybody in the back now. Ay, and we don't need no reason. Fine bar out any day, any season. Ay, put the cushion out back,
yeah.
Roll it too tight, make sure that they pull
good.
And it's dope, I don't smoke, no stress. Gotta be purple, better. Shout out my connect, I'm at the strip club every night. You know them hoes love me, just like Montana. Pop that pussy for me.
Get him back.
So, so, nigga, you know. 40 bands for this Q blow. Got me a bad bitch in my pseudo. Ain't no squares up in my circle. Nigga, you talk shit and you dare me. Run around, listen to Greg Street. I'm chained up, I'm rimmed up. My J's on with them Tim's up. Hold up.
Hey,
yeah, ball like Jermaine taught me. Spending all of this cash, 26th of my life so fast. I got four bitches up in my room. One is all for my. Got a girlfriend in the closet. Time to start this party, hold up.
Yeah, fresh cocaine up in the building. Got my mind set on that million. Don't really give a damn about those who be grilling.
Yeah.
I came up from nothing to something. Those so definitely get me, I'm hurt. And I'm rapping that east side, scream it out loud. I'm blowing that loud, red cover that brown. Now, look at the TV, I'm getting it. Flow is incredible, swagger ridiculous.
Go
out to show every city I go, they be showing me love. Cause I'm simply meant for this.
But hold up, gonna roll up.
Cause I'm smoking and toasting and living a life. Started playing hard to get right now, but I better beat it up by the end of the night.
So many days I grind, but I know that I'ma shine. Just waiting on my time,
yeah.
Go hard till ain't nothing left. See the charm on my chest.
Bitch, you know I'm so, so deaf.
Ooh.
You hurt.
T14 Ready to Cut, back like I said every Wednesday night. I'm going to keep saying it. 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Tonight's special guest, Grammy Award winning producer Lil Tickett signed to Track Boys Entertainment. I'm sorry, Track Boys / Bad Boys Entertainment. It's going to be a nice night. I'm excited about that. Can't wait till he comes on. Just getting a couple records played in tonight. The homie co-host at the Glue is not joining us tonight, but he will be back next Wednesday. So the Billboard Music Awards, and I did find my track, so we will be playing it. You guys leave the girl alone. It's just these pictures are a trip. And then I seen one picture, it was like chicks be like just left the Miguel concert, and it was like a face all beat up, and it was just hilarious. So you have to see these pictures to, you know, really just be getting a laugh out of them. But it's enough, you know, leave them alone. the winners this week at the Billboard Awards, or should I say last week, it was the top artist, Taylor Swift, took home a lot of awards. And this doesn't surprise me because this girl is so talented and so young, and I really love her, everything about her, her voice. And also just her presence. She's very classy, and just I just really like her, you know. I don't listen to a lot of country, but I can listen to Taylor Swift. Also, One Direction won. You know, there's some huge, like, international pop group. And also, I do encourage you guys to kind of, you know, keep your ear out. It don't have to be a favorite record and favorite genre, but keep your ear out and keep up with the charts and know what the people are buying and into and receiving, and know who's getting their money, because, you know, you might want to head into a different, you know, lane. Everybody can't be a street rapper. Everybody can't be in the streets and all this and that. So just, you know, kind of look into some other avenues, if you will. You know, Flo Rida, he does his thing and gets his money, and, you know, there's ways to do you and then get that money. So also Justin Bieber won. That doesn't surprise me either. He won some things. And let's see here. Maroon 5 was a winner for the Hot 100. It's just so funny. I feel like I'm reading the charts that we do every week, because this is so predictable to me. The Radio Songs Artist winner was Rihanna, of course. And also Top Digital Songs, Taylor Swift. I mean, she just took home a lot. This top touring artist was actually Madonna. I do remember Madonna touring a lot, but I really didn't pay attention to it because I'm just kind of, it's like it's Madonna. So, you know, she's doing her thing all the time. So I didn't really pay attention to it, but she definitely took home that award. The top streaming artist was Nicki Minaj. Doesn't surprise me at all. All of this is so predictable. Top R&B artist was Rihanna. Top rap artist was Nicki Minaj. She beat out Drake, Flo Rida, her label mate Drake, Flo Rida, Pitbull. And the top country artist, of course, Taylor Swift. Top rock artist, Fun. I can't really go in and just speak anything about that because I'm not in tune with who they are and what they got going on. But I do know who Coldplay is and Gotye, and they did not win. So that's all I know. And there's a couple of them, a couple more, but Adele won the pop album of the year. So shout out to her. Taylor Swift, again, she won the Billboard 200 album, right? I mean, it's just so many. So, like I said, the main people were really Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, Taylor Swift, and Justin Bieber, and Madonna, you know. So, you have to go back and look at them. And if you miss the awards, like I said, everybody's kind of going in, and I'm pretty sure you can't miss the fact that Miguel did the wrestling move off the stage. And I was like, oh, no, I really hated it for him. But it happens, you know. He's still a great performer. So that doesn't take anything away. I still love you, Miguel. I tweeted that. I Facebooked it and all of that. So shout out to Miguel, even though he probably ain't listening. One day we will meet. I want to play this track. It's Talib. I love this joint, and I want you guys to get with it and get familiar with it. It kind of gives me like a Marvin Gaye feel. And like I said, we are going to have a special guest come on. And thank you so much for tweeting me, you guys, because like I said, I thought I was talking to myself, and I'm not. So I'm really happy about that. Again, this is Talib featuring Miguel with Come Here on The Cut.
Yeah. I don't wanna waste your time, babe. I just wanna make you come to me, comfortable, baby. So come here, darling, come for me, baby. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I don't wanna waste a second.
We have here
longer. I just wanna make you come dance with me, come. Yeah.
something to tell you. Come here real quick. I done dirt in the past. I know the love hurts. I come for you, but my lady gotta come first. I can tell by your hesitation to trust issue. You get excited, ignited, highly combustible. You want a higher vibration, that's why I fuck with you. Let me provide you be comfortable as a hustler. Your whole style is colder than Minnesota. I left your profile the way you look over shoulders. Here you go. At the crib, I'm hoping you come over. We can do it like Common and Mary and come closer. We can do it like Barack and Michelle. Give me a fist bump. Black magical, act radical with the fist up. Do it till we rockin' the bells. You like hip hop? Promise you I'm not gonna sell. We keep our lips locked. Feel of love and the music, I'm using it like a lure. I love how you do with your beauty and your allure. Make you come like the ocean approaching you like shore. She Rockefeller Center like Diego with the lobby. As valuable as a scream or a Salvador Dali. She popping it with the thieves and wanted me to be top of crowns. She try to steal her attention as soon as I'm not around. This last bird probably blew the coop. Laughing outcast, last words. I don't know how to describe it, you're so beautiful. How you say, bully boo? Part of my friends with the tongue kisser. I make a cum hit her so she dancing with wolves. See how they run with her. I'm done, crystal of rum liquor. But fix my composition, then give her a proposition to consider. Come here.
I don't wanna waste your time, baby. I just wanna make you come to me. Comfortable, baby. So come.
Yeah, like Madonna, you sow the seeds like a farmer while I minister. Serving long sentences, no commas. Write poetry in your honor. Your body is like a sauna. The promise you getting closer to the sun. You getting hotter. You the earth, that's emphatically yes. But I still call you a bad bitch. Under my breath, out of respect. Naturally blessed, lady, chattily fresh. With tatted flesh, I ain't gotta ask nobody. You stand? Yeah.
I don't wanna waste your time, baby.
No.
I just wanna make you.
See you guys, like I told you, we Miguel alone. He's doing his thing on the track. Like I said, if you don't like it, I'm almost going to be like, you're a hater. It's just, I feel like I need to say that or something. Like, that joint is jamming. Like, you can, everybody, all ages, I'm behind that, like, 100%. Again, like, I know these people, but I love the track. I love the record. You can't deny it. So, like I said, come here, tweet them, let them know it's hot. You know it is. If you haven't heard it already, it's one of my favorites. Like I said, tonight we are going to have, oh my God, it's almost time. I'm so excited. Grammy Award-winning producer Mills Pickett. I met him at the Southern Entertainment Awards in March. It went down in Nashville, Tennessee, and he's going to be on the air. He's just been great. He's very humble. He's been a lot of places. He has this record. I'm not going to play it tonight, but he has this record called Everybody Know Me or Everybody Know Me. And I've heard it, and I'm like, wow, they do, because I'm seeing all these pictures, and it's not like the pictures where you just, like, you try to snap and say chilling with the homie so-and-so. Like, no, he's actually working with these people, sitting down with people, doing stuff. I was like, wow, this is really dope. So he really does know a lot of people, and he's verified on Twitter. Isn't that it? Like, that's it. That's what you really know. Like, it's okay. This is that dude. But, no, shout out to a lot of people, like I said, and you never know who's listening. That's one of the great things about The Cut. Shout out to some people that I want to mention who are listening in tonight. It is actually a DJ Skano. He is actually a court DJ, one of the, you know, just up there in rank. I don't know how to really say it, but he's been in the industry for decades. We had an interview with him. You can go back and listen to that. It was about last month, a few weeks back. So go back and listen to his interview. He gave a lot of great and important vital information. He has a mixtape. I don't know if all the spots are filled, but I would hit him up to see. He's putting a mixtape together. So if you have a hot record, you might want to tweet him right now. You can find his Twitter at G14Radio. If you go there, you can find it on the timeline. I retweeted and I shouted him out, so you should be able to find it. Also, while you're doing the Twitter thing and following, make sure you're following myself at Onyx254 and at The Glue, the other host, THAGLUE, and then at Global 14, which, of course, is the reason the station is here right now. It's with the brand, and that is Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. So I do want to play this record before Milk Ticket joins us, and this is actually a record that helped get him noticed and pretty much brought him to, I want to say, the attention of P. Diddy. I could be wrong, but this is, from what I've gathered from himself and research, this is the record that, you know, kind of made it seal the deal. So I want to play it, and it's one of my favorites, and I had no idea at the time this was him. So this is Ludacris with Georgia, Trap Boys Entertainment / Bad Boy Entertainment. G14 Ready to Cut.
Georgia. Georgia,
we on the grind,
Georgia,
all the time. It ain't nothing on my mind, but
Georgia,
we ain't playing with you. We on the grind,
Georgia,
all the time. It ain't nothing on my mind, but
Georgia,
we ain't playing with you.
Country names, country slang, fiends at the liquor store. Black cruising, crap shooting, 50 on the 10 or 4. Overcast and forecast shows clouds from plenty drove. And we ready for war in the state of
Georgia.
Yeah, dirty words, dirty birds, it's mean in this dirty south. You ever disrespect it, and we'll clean out your dirty mouth. Bulldog clocking, these lookout boys are talking. You gotta be brave in the state of
Georgia.
I got 5 Georgia homes where I rest my Georgia bones. Come anywhere on my land and I'll aim at your Georgia dome. If you get in an altercation, just hop on your mobile phone and tell somebody you need help in the middle of
Georgia.
We some ATL thrashers, scope your pumpkin and smash her. We'll come through your hood worse than a tsunami disaster. Don't know who they gonna get or who them robbers gonna hit. That's why I keep my Georgia tech in the state of
Georgia.
We on the grind,
Georgia,
all the time. It ain't nothing on my mind.
Green sweet, the children of the corn, dirty than Bob Marley's TV. DA, the beach state, where we stay. My small city's called Albany.
Georgia.
Pecan country like catfish with grits, candy yams and chitlins, grams homemade baked and chips. The land of faster for caprices and Impala super sports ingredients. And this peach cobbler called
Georgia.
I love the women out in LA
and the shopping stores in New York.
The beaches are MIA, but they ain't nothing like that GA
red clay.
Look on your mouth, we're right above Florida, next to Bama, under the Carolinas and Tennessee. You'll see
Georgia.
We're glad it's to the midnight train, the birthplace of Martin Luther King. We're ass so pumping here 30. We're lat trucks in on 26s. Know where you're going or you'll be lost. Found in these plum trees in the south. These choppers are tomahawk your top down here in
Georgia.
Georgia,
all the time it ain't nothing on my mind, but
Georgia,
we ain't playing with you. We on the grind,
Georgia,
all the time it ain't nothing on my mind, but
Georgia,
we ain't playing with you.
Yeah, I was born in the belly at the bottom of the map with a wet paint, legit.
I'm better than a crumb on the table when I'm chopping in the trap. Country's head ain't some war. You're so something straight, same shape as Florida. Looking for me, boy, you find me. Now the door to kind of smile, see the cow diving and jump. Just where they used to call us some mama, some naughty doc and a grandma. Watch your mouth, let you hop with some manna. Bunch of hustlers, one on every corner, like the Whopper House in Atlanta. R.I.P. camouflage, out in Savannah. And you might come for vacation, leave on probation. Home on the strip club, known for the thick gloves. With a trick for tips in the dip girl, for the thick chick in the thong with a big butt. Wanna get love, won't be cheap, don't wanna like Peachtree. Make a chick take it off like Freak Me Diane. When you see them Confederate flags, you know what it is. Your folks be Cotton Hill, that's why we call it the field. I got a Chevrolet on 26 seats. I'm from GA.
Georgia, Georgia, Georgia,
Georgia.
Money back.
sumo. Money bag, Louis luggage, pulling up in that Tudo. YSL, Dosi G, Ferragamo. Come after come, racks on racks. Check my memo, check my logo. Free band, free band. That's what I stand for. Bands on bands. You want them Giuseppes, you want designer boots. Benjamin Franklin, that's what I do to you.
Well, you got to get no hands. You seeking double A. Brown shoes, box full of hands. They're popping your head. You get low by the end. Remy, I ain't even got a hand. I ain't even got a hand. You bought them the shoes, they bought them the shoes. You bought keep them at the cool. Oh, so sweet. Make them catch them on ya. Damn, you're contagious. Can I be your apple on ya? Hey, boss, you got class. You broke for get out my face. Run it back on my way.
Pop, 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 pop,
back on the cut, you already know I got a little bit more hypeness in my voice because I have that little ticket on the mic. What's good?
What's poppin'? The Grammy boys in the building. Miller Day, what it is?
Alrighty. That joint, we're going to have to run that back real quick. Hold on. Pop that thing, Cash. Drop.
Already, yeah.
I rock with that joint. I really do. I have to tell you that I listened to your other record, even though you didn't send it to me, that Everybody Know Me. And I was like, shit, everybody do know you. Like, trust me, I did the research. I got so many questions for you. I hope you don't mind.
let's go. That's why I'm here. Let's turn up. Let's get it.
Alrighty. So I normally would start off pretty much by asking, where you're from and whatnot, but I did learn that you're from Chicago. So were you born and raised in Chicago?
Born and raised, bred in Chicago, Oakland, California, but Chicago all day.
Already, okay. That's a tough spot. Okay. So
Chicago and Oakland, balance.
Yeah. You
you can survive in them two cities, you can survive everything. You're a very diverse human being.
Yes. So definitely can learn some survival tips from yourself. So I wanted to ask you kind of like what was the environment growing up as a child for yourself, just kind of if you could take us back a little bit, if you don't mind.
Okay. Growing up as a child, you know, I'm always 100. My daddy was the first lieutenant for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So when I was raised, we moved around a lot. My father traveled with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So we was always moving around. You know, he had to keep the family real, you know, quiet, you know, because of his work detail. You know, at that time, mm-hmm. you know, it was very civil rights, very activism. He was mm-hmm. a Black Panther, you know what I'm saying, with them, part of the El Rookians and the whole movement with, you know, what was going on as far as with the Black movement, you know, trying to, you know, keep, you know, get us out of, you know, help get us out of slavery. So he stood. He was very, very pro-Black.
Right. So that's crazy. I mean, you know, I haven't met her, but my grandmother was a Black Panther. So and when you see the pictures, you're like, oh yeah, she definitely was a Panther because she was into it. I can't imagine, you know, what it must have been like to move around and everything. But for you, that's what it was. That was a lifestyle. Now, are you only child? Do you have a couple of siblings? No ticket?
Yeah, it was just crazy. It was always, mm-hmm. it was just a busy, you know. It was always, you know, my pops, you know, it was just, you know, I could get very into detail, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. So you're not the only child. I did kind of read up on that. You have a couple of siblings. You mentioned that your brother was into music because I wanted to figure out how you even got involved in music because I want to get to the Grammy and all of that and into your project now. Cause
well, my mom was in a traveling choir as well. My pops played piano. With the Minister Louis, Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, you know, he plays violin. So I've been around mm-hmm. music all my life. And my brother, one of my older brother, he was a DJ. So he came up with Ramonski Love and all of them out of Chicago. So he was very into music. So it's always around, you know. So music was always in my house a lot. And, it's a total of 12 of us, and I'm number 10 out of 12.
Wow. I didn't know that much. I didn't get that from the research.
All same mama and daddy.
Already, you know? Family first. Okay. So I know that you play the trumpet. I learned that much, and that's something I did not know and read music. So this kind of, like you said, the instrument playing, all that started within the home as well. Did you do anything in school? How did you know that you had a talent for what you're doing, playing trumpet, creating music? When did you first discover
it? Like my mama told me, she said, I wrote my first song, it was called Little Birdie, when I was like 4 years old. So I always was dancing and I always was writing and, you know, always rapping. So never would confess to be a singer. You know, I could write all type of genres of music, but she said she knew I was just going to definitely be into music. So, because I was always drumming and beating on something. So, like I said, I started out with French horn and had a great amateur and wound up going and getting first place with French horn. So my band instructor, Alvin Walker, moved me to trumpet, which is Alvin Walker happens to be Snoop Dogg's first cousin.
Wow.
So, he always used to tell us about Snoop. You know, he's in LA. So when we finally met, it was just crazy. And then Snoop met, I told him who my band instructor was. It was just like, wow, that's my first cousin. So then he moved me from French horn since I had a great armature and started playing trumpet and everything just catapulted from there. I played trumpet, I played drums, I played piano, so, you know, a little saxophone. So, and I reread music. You know, a lot of people don't read music, but I read music.
Yeah, a lot of people definitely don't read music. I'm one of them. Don't read music, but I'm not a producer, so that's a good thing. You said saxophone? You played a sax too?
I move around. I'm very familiar with all the instruments, really. You know, I could play a little flute too.
That's crazy. Produce everybody that's listening. I don't know if you're. I just want to give a quick shout out. You definitely need to be following. You need to be trying to get you a production. I'm pretty sure there's ways to get in contact with them because this is the type of producers that you need to be dealing with. The ones that do it from ground up, the right way, the real way. So tell me about your opportunity with Ludacris and the Georgia record. First of all, if you could take me back to the Track Boys, how that formed. Let me get into that first for the audience. How did that group come about or that label?
Basically, I was the first artist signed to Allen Heyman. If people who don't know who Allen Heyman is, Allen Heyman is the guy you see in the ring all the time with Floyd Mayweather. He's one of Floyd Mayweather's managers. That's the money man behind the King of Beers, the Budweiser's. When you say Allen Heyman, King of Beers, all the big tours. So I was out here as a young and torn. I was, you know, a part of that. When I was 13, like I say, Oakland, California, I started out, you know, messing around. My brother was a bodyguard for MC Hammer as well, so got part of their crew and I was rolling with Hammer for a while. And everything just led to another. So I say I was on the tour and signed to Allen Heyman, and then he decided he didn't want to do a label, and everybody always say, who produced your music? And I always produce my own music. So people are like, man, you need to do something with the production as well. So Opportunity Knock, my cousin Voodoo, was producing, and I had brought him in the game as well. I gave him his first turntable, and he started making music. And he had lost his wife to sickle cell, and he was going to stop doing music. Mm-hmm. So I stopped doing what I would need, being an artist for a minute, and we just concentrated. And I started Track Kings and Flash Voodoo Spells, and before I even signed them, under my umbrella, we had already had like 10 placements. we had like 5 placements. We had placements with 2 with Luda, we had Chingy, 3-4 with Chingy. It was good. I mean, with R. Kelly, some of everybody. So it just magnified. And the second year, because we started in like probably like I think want to say October of 05 or 06, and then the next year I had 103 placements in 1 year.
That's crazy. If it's meant for you, it's meant for you, right? I mean, man, that many, and I mean, I'm speechless.
So I mean, we was busy. Luda had me crazy busy, and everything just ran. You know, I already had, like I said, I had the relationship with telling everybody. I had toured with some everybody from Jay-Z to Puffy to Eve to Titty Boy, which is now 2 Chainz, to you name it. I have toured with, I even got a chance to hang out when I was younger with the Big Pun as well, you know, before he passed away. So I got a chance to Heavy D. I got a chance to meet a lot of people, you know, like I say, coming up young in the business. And so Luda, you know, he always gave his brother Mill Ticket an opportunity to build my brand with him. So I appreciate him. That's how everything happened, you know, with the Georgia record. And Luda always gave me an opportunity. But everybody thought I was going to sign once we had, because like I said, we was up for Album of the Year with Ludacris and Song of the Year with Ludacris. I was sitting in the movie theater. Luda called me, and I had sent the track out. And my boy had called me, who ran the Atlanta office for me. He's like, "Mill, the Georgia record on the radio." I said, "Ain't nobody did play taste there yet." Man, Luda recorded it, put it on the radio. Man, T.I. called me, Jeezy, everybody, and they mama called me, like, "Mill, man, I want," because I had sent it out to, you know, all to the top five honchos, you know, that just making music in Atlanta.
Right.
And, Luda beat everybody to the punch. He said, "Mill, whatever you charge me, I'm paying." That's what he told me.
God.
I was like, man, so, you know, I couldn't be mad at Luda anyway. You know, it's like, that's bruh. You know, I tell everybody how to their business, but, you know, me and Luda had a great working relationship, you know what I'm saying, always.
Right.
So, but, and, you know, Luda, you know, we, everybody was mad at Luda about that beat, though.
That's not
because they didn't. See, I called him. He's like, "Bro, I want that track you just sent me." I said, "Man, it's gone." Man, Luda bogus. I said, "Yeah, man. I know he ain't paid you for it." But, you know, that was just
gosh,
like a
that's
say,
crazy.
You know, but,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
you got to get
it
out.
Came along. And then, yeah, so then Ray Charles' son, he threw a monkey wrench in the game. He heard it and loved it, but he was like, "Man, my dad said he didn't want none of his music, his original music, mess with." And my attorney had a relationship with the estate, and they wound up letting us, as long as we replayed everything.
Right.
So we wound up, me and Voodoo wound up replaying everything. So everything you hear in that Georgia record that you were playing, that's all live instruments. We redid that whole
everything.
That's
crazy. But
so that's it. Yeah, so ain't no samples in that. Anything you hear in that Georgia record is live. And
then
Luda and Shaka, he was like, "Man, who you hear on this record?" I told him, I said, "Jamie." So got in touch with Jamie, and Jamie laid it down. It was, man, Jamie Foxx came in there and smoked, and then the rest is history.
I'm so excited. I'm just like, oh my God, like as you're telling the story, I'm following it and I'm visualizing everything. I mean, who has a relationship with Ray Charles' estate? I mean, this is just not something that happens every day. And then,
yeah, it doesn't. My attorney work with Willie Dixon. I heard of Willie Dixon. I know you saw it. Have you ever saw the movie Cadillac Records?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did that. My attorney did that movie. So Blues Heaven, Chess Records is one of the was the first label in Chicago, and Willie Dixon, it was my grandpa's. My godfather. He did the Rolling Stones, you know, Etta James and all of that. So he had a relationship with all the blues people and Ray Charles. Yeah, so he my attorney Joseph Leonardi, he's the president of Blues, he sits on the board of Blues Heaven. He's the man on the board of Blues Heaven. So that's how all that happened with the Ray Charles and everything. So just good relationships, and God got me in the right place.
Man, absolutely. I mean, this is like the heavy hitters, the legends. I mean, it is important. I mean, it's nothing like getting that, you know, being embraced by, you know, that. You know, and then forgetting to call some T.I., Jeezy, everybody at one time, like, give me the record, that's crazy. You got producers sending records and they can't get a tweet back, you know, so.
You ain't lying. And that's what I be trying to tell these producers. I say, man, you got to build it, man. You might send a record, man, and they'll never listen to it. You know, I just know how the game
absolutely
is. It's 500 million producers, you know what I'm saying, out here. And, you know, it ain't, it's a lot of artists, but it's a lot more producers than artists out here. And, you know, you don't know nobody, you ain't gonna never get in.
Man, I keep telling these people that, and telling these people, I be telling the artists, and we be speaking about that on the show so many times. I said something like that earlier today on my little status about how important relationships were, and not to burn the bridges, and if it collapsed on that end, then okay, but, you know, to really build and connect, and don't just throw things at people, and just take the time, and, you know, like you said, even back in college, that was his first cousin, Snoop's first cousin. Did you ask him, call Snoop, do that? Nope, but you eventually met him, you know, so it's just
dope. I never, ever told him, call Snoop. It just, mm-hmm. when it happened, he was in Chicago, and I wasn't even old enough to get in the club, and I just happened to go there. You know, I always got in wherever, you know, like I say, having a status.
Right.
And, you know, keeping it moving like that, you know, family royalty like that. And now, order, you know, keeping it, you know. But,
yeah,
real,
I
walked in, you know, and chopped it up with Snoop, and he was blown away, man. He was like, then I called Alan Walker on the phone, my band instructor, and put him on the phone. They hadn't talked in a minute. They was going crazy. And, yeah, Snoop got chopped it up that night, and everything else been golden since then, man.
Oh my gosh.
I have
amazing.
A lot of relationships with a lot of artists that's like super close and personal. Like T.I., you know, he just left here, you know, and he, as soon as he touched down, you know, he called his bro. So me and him was together Sunday, did Gwendolyn Brooks High School with him and some everybody, you know. It ain't nobody, I don't have a relationship. Puff was just here, you know, of course, still have the situation over there. And the production situation with Bad Boy, which will be experiment soon, and I'm deciding who I'm gonna do my artist situation with, and you know but I don't want to get off track of listening, so it's back in your court.
No, this is perfect. You actually vibing with me and going right where I'm going to ask you next. And it's a good point that you brought that up about, because I did, you know, you are an artist. You're a producer, but you are an artist as well. We premiered the track. It is what it is. You are, like you said, still have that situation with Bad Boy Entertainment, Track Boys, yet that doesn't necessarily mean that as an artist I'm on Bad Boy. And that's something that people don't understand. They assume already that, you know, because you're have this, you know, production deal, or, you know, whatever, because your production team is signed to that label, that you as an artist would be. And I did catch a clip, and you guys can go to YouTube as well, and you guys need to go to YouTube and look up a couple things as well, with Mill Ticket, because you'll learn a few things and kind of see some behind the scenes stuff. I had an opportunity to see you working on your record. I want to say it was maybe a year ago, and you said, okay, let's present this, and I want to go kind of pop, I want to do this and that. And I thought that was real dope how you showed the fact that you have to actually put something together, a presentation, if you will, for the label. You're not just going to be like, okay, I'm ready to sign to you, I'm ready to do this. It's still a business. So I wanted you to kind
of... Of course.
Maybe I did too much by... maybe I broke it down, but I want you to kind of explain to everyone what it exactly is, you know, how that plays out, because there's a lot of people wearing two roles, not wearing two roles, but wearing two hats like yourself. So could you kind of explain that further?
Okay, the two roles. Say for instance, big up to Diddy. I have a 90-10 deal with Puffy. 90 my way, 10 Diddy. everybody said Puff rips off people, whatever. I do my business. Everybody got their own business they handle. You just got to make sure your business is right. So that's what I tell everybody, you know. So it's been numbers, salute Puff. I was just, me and Voodoo had just been the Track Kings. We had just won our first Grammy, which we got album of the year with Ludacris. And everybody thought I was going to sign with Luda. And Luda was like keeping it so 100. He was like, man, you know, it's cool over here, but Mill, I think, you know, he told me I should sign over there. He said, you need to entertain. I had just did Sweet Sweet with Diddy at BET.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to be flying from LA to New York for the Grammys, and we was up for two Grammys that year, and Francisco Sparrow at that time was vice president of Bad Boy. She's like, who are you? She said, you look like somebody. You a superstar, all that. And I told her who I was. She said, you was just on BET. What you did, Sweet Sweet. I was like, yes, ma'am, that's me. She was like, we want to sign y'all. She said it just like that. I want to sign you. Me and Diddy, she said. So Puff, we met and flew me out, and the rest was history. You know, told me that he just wanted to be a part of anything I had going on, and said, hey, you write your own, whatever you, he's like, hey, you tell me what you want. I said, 90-10. He said, done.
What?
And
come on now.
that's exactly what happened. Me and my Shapiro brothers on Diddy's end, and my attorney, Joseph Leonardi, worked out the deal, and we kept it moving. So then, you know, we wound up doing the last night, Keisha Cole, some everything. But that's on the production end. But mm-hmm. now, being an artist, I still have that other end of me being an artist to execute as mm-hmm. well, which is not tied up under the roof with Bad Boy. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing. People got to, you know, I teach the business as well. You know, I speak mm-hmm. on the panels. Like I tell anybody, I know the business better than most lawyers. Mm-hmm. I've been educated by one of the top entertainment attorneys in the game. And I really know that I know my business, you know, about mm-hmm. the whole publishing, the whole entity, anything in the entertainment business, I ain't nothing I don't know with paperwork mm-hmm. and writing contracts and all of that. So, you know, it's like I say, it's two entities, and I still am rolling forward now to entertain that part of me being an artist side, mm-hmm. and I'm not signed to Bad Boy as far as that goes right there.
Right,
up for grabs.
Up for grabs for sure.
Big
I mean,
is on the table.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that there's no way that you don't have people coming in. It's all about, like you said, being able to go in there and say the type of course, you know, it is what it is. So you don't always walk away with the best situation because it is a business and it's a benefit. You know, everybody, both parties want to benefit the label mostly themselves. But when someone like yourself comes along, we do got to give a little bit, right? So this is the stuff that, all right, build yourself up, you know, get a solid record, be in demand, have a fan base, have relationships. I mean, this has to happen. And so I was telling everyone prior to you came on the show that I met you with the panel. Very brief, just networked through your business card, kept it moving, you know. But I knew then, I said, this guy is a big deal. But I didn't know all of this. So it's just awesome to have you on the line tonight to kind of break it down and give us some more history and everything, especially when it comes to production and the artistry. So, like you said, something's on the table. The record popped that thing. It is out, and we dropped it, and we will be playing it. I'm excited about that record. I really am, especially being a female. So, yes, I'm happy about that. Are you looking to just push this single strong? Is this a strong promo for the moment?
This might not even make the album. I don't think this is going to even be on the Street Money album. This is a throwaway record. We're not even pushing this record, and it's starting to just gravitate and make moves on its own. It's starting to have legs. This is like with the Everybody Know Me record. A lot of DJs been like, Mel, you need to push that. You know, I just felt like that was just some good buzz material for me to throw out there. My DJ team of DJs, I have a DJ team of A&Rs. That's big ups to DJ Fares. Quite sure everybody's familiar with DJ Fares. Have you heard of DJ Fares, DJ Cool? And
mm-hmm.
like I say, I got a total of like 15 DJs on my squad that I deal with. DJ Sean Mack. On and on and on. The whole I sit on the board of DJs United. I'm the only artist that sits on the board of DJs United. Big ups to all, you know, all the DJs, everybody out
mm-hmm.
there. Skino, I know you're listening. What up, boy? All the court DJs, every DJ on the planet. You know, what I'm saying everywhere on any planet, wherever you at, Uranus, anywhere. We I salute y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is, but the Street Money album, is if it's not a single, it won't be on the album. And I feel Pop That Thing is a cool record, but I'm coming so much like man, you gotta hit a project. Like all Big up to Lomax. I can't leave our drum squad. He's another A&R on the album as well. Just signed KK Holiday. He's the new A&R of Mazze with Debbie, with Walker's mom. And he's working with me, you know, going hard with me, putting the album together, DJ Papito, some of everybody. But because I can keep going. But very extensive with the DJs, and the Street Money album, when it drops, it's going to be banger after banger after banger. And I'm 52 songs in. I'm only putting 10 to 12 on there, and that's it. That's it.
That's the size. And that's how they do it, though. It is serious.
Oh, yeah.
That's how the artist is real.
I don't bust my butt for everybody else, so I got to go hard for myself. You know, I can't play myself cheap at all. So I'm going extra hard. My team going extra hard with me. And we are really going in.
I know that. I'm excited about it. And everyone that's listening, I'm getting a couple texts and tweets. I hate when y'all do this. Y'all need to call and ask him a question. This is an opportunity of a lifetime almost. Let me not get too drastic, but it is. But, if you miss the conferences, this is a great opportunity for you to speak with him. But you do have his Twitter, and it is on the G14 Radio timeline as well, at Mill Ticket. That's T-I-C-K-I-T. Spell it right. Get it right. But this is the information. This is the stuff you can't Google and bring up right away. The stories, the relationships, the way that he moved about. Listen and soak this in. And again, this may just not be for you. It may not be a best fit. But obviously, when the doors continue to open and you continue to progress, I should say, then you know you're going in the right direction. In which our guest tonight, Mill Ticket, Grammy Award winning producer and soon to be Grammy Award winning artist. I'll put that out there. You know, I'll go ahead and say it now.
Another thing. Another thing.
So
I got the movie. I got the movie coming out, Polish Bar, with my boy Chingy, Gwendolyn Brooks, my man from the Sopranos, and Nick Nolte. So yeah, I act as well. So that's another thing going on, and we got the big Vegas festivities this weekend. Me, some of everybody, Ludacris, me, Diddy, T.I. You know, I ain't gonna put it out there, but it's a lot of people. They chopping it up in my ear. You know, everybody's hollering at me. You know what I'm saying? And I should definitely in the next month just be making a major announcement where I'm gonna bring my Track King imprint, you know, too far as on the artist side, but I will be having my own label. So, but we'll see, you know. But another thing, you know, in the game I got 3 Grammys. People want to know what they're for. I got Alma, Yuga, Ludacris. We also Track Kings. We also did Big Ups to Chalo. We also did a Millie with Bangladesh Andre, and Album of the Year with Lil Wayne as well, and that's another one of my little brothers. So, you know, relationships go, they jagged and deep, you know.
Yes, they do. They really do. They go so far. And then I also, since we, and congratulations to you. I don't even know if I said that. For the
Tony Neal, what up, boy?
congratulations to you on the Grammys. It's just amazing. I knew tonight was going to be special, and I'm not just saying that. It really is. I love your personality. You're humble about it, and you're still working. You know, you haven't stopped working, and that's one of the most important things. You know, I have to keep working. I still want to get this done, and you a real boss. But so back to Chicago and Oakland. I read kind of how you got your name, but I'd like you to tell the audience how you got your name. And I know that, you know, you had at one point another path and did other things, and I kind of wanted you to encourage those that may be going down that road. So I just kind of passed the mic to you.
Let me just say this. I did 6 years in the penitentiary. You know, I had a 6-year bid, 12 kilos of cocaine to an undercover agent. you know, a lot of people is really eight ball moves. You know, I was, you know, when I was in the game heavy, living that life. That's why they call me Miller Day. You know, I come up on the blocks, you know, we in Chicago and it's Oakland, you know, $1 million wasn't nothing to make in street money, if you understand what I'm saying. But, yeah, the way the game has changed, it ain't nothing out there but death and robbery, people getting killed left and right, people getting life. You know, go to school, get your education. I have a master's in business as well. And, you know, it's all about educating. There ain't nothing in this dang on streets. But, like I say, death, murder, and the penitentiary. And you don't want that. So, you know, don't take that route that I, you know, it was just, hey, at that time, you know, it was what it was, you know. And I don't encourage nobody, you know, because I don't think it ain't nobody really could walk in my shoes when I was, you know, when I say I just leave it at that, I was heavy in the game. You know, that's all I can say. I was super heavy in the game. Mm-hmm. And God blessed me to get out with my life. And, you know, there's a time and get out with my freedom. You know, and like I say to this day, I thank God because they said I had 12 keys of cocaine, but they never found 12 keys of cocaine. So that's why they couldn't do nothing but give me 12 years. I mean, now my plea bargain, they offered me 33 years. And I went to trial. And, and that's what happened. So, wound up doing almost three years out of that six. I was in work release. Now, this is the catch part. I was in work release managing Burger King's. I was managing Burger King's in the joint, locked up in the joint. And nobody think I thought I was going to get it. You ain't going to get that job. My counsel was like, you ain't got. So I had my own car in the joint, you know, in work release. And I was like the only black person that had a dang on car in the joint. You know, you see a couple of white people had cars, but, you know, I'm always a shaker and mover. I don't let no situation get me down. I'm going to make the best out of any situation. So I'm in the joint locked up making $50,000 plus a year. You know, store manager. And as I say, I'm just built. Thank you.
Thank you,
God, you know.
Okay. Survive for real. Out here, because it's like you said, it's crazy. They are giving life for drugs, especially if you're in Texas. I'm from Texas. Yes, you're going straight there. My brother did eight. I have four brothers, one deceased, and four remaining. And one did eight, one did five, fed and state both for drugs. And this last charge was... they tried to indict for 44 years just because they had found, and I could speak on it because it is, it's over now and it's done. But the point is, it is. And they wanted to indict one on with 44 years if he didn't take, because, you know, they just want a conviction. And, like, we can get into a whole other show with this. I go in when it comes to the jail and to the fairness and to, I did the wrong thing. I put myself in the wrong path. At the end of the day, though, what is the evidence? What is the, we can get into all of that, but we won't. My point is that I love when you said they didn't think I was going to do it and you became a manager and did all this. My eldest brother came out with nothing, with a book bag. Went to a hotel and said, I can fix anything in here. I can do this. I can do that. He's now a general manager. They relocated him. He's now the GM, the head dude. You know what I mean? In a year.
Salute. It's a sad story. Work ethic. That ain't all right. I tell them, they say, but Mill, I say, ain't no but my ass. We come up in a whole nother trial and error. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, I came up in an era that it was very violent, it was very militant, and, you know, I'm a shorty, and, you know what I'm saying, it's just like, it was, like, people don't understand, slavery was just yesterday. They don't understand that, you know, and my pops, like I say, being just born and bred, and I didn't tell God, say, man, let my daddy be the first lieutenant for Honorable Elijah Muhammad. if you understand what that is right there, that's a whole different world right there. So it was just a different thing every day, you know, learning how to, you know, to shoot guns early at an early age, and, you know, and it was just real. I just tell everybody that, you know, my story is for real. You know, you got all these mothers out here that, you know, don't fake the funk. Do you? If you're a white collar dude. If you was born and you was working at McDonald's, you worked at McDonald's. Don't say you was on these streets and you don't know nothing about these streets, homie.
Please do. And it's you know, when people have been affected by it in their family, and just from the age of myself, 5, 4, 6 years old, I mean, that's not so, I'm almost like, that's disrespectful. Don't do that. Like, just come out, do your thing. I've never been to jail, you know what I'm saying? And I'm thankful, and I hope I don't go, you know? I try to do the right thing, do the honest path.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, it has to be a balance, you know? And I had said that earlier prior to you coming on. Everybody don't know how to make street music, and even yourself. You know, you everything ain't street. It is what it is. You play trumpet, that don't make you no less than or whatever. Like, it is what it is. Be yourself, do your thing, and that's just keep it 100 for real. It's not hard. Wake up and go. But I just have to commend you for all of that, for doing the time, for changing the route and say, wait a minute, you know, I need to refocus. This was crazy. I went to trial. I made it. It's time to get back into what I do. And here you are today on the show. And I hope to have you back. And I hope next time we're on satellite. So you get to Grammy, you getting a Grammy, I'm be on satellite. We can, you know, do what we do. So I'm excited. And shout out to everybody that's listening tonight. Mail Ticket, Street Album. When is that coming? Do you have a date set for that?
Repeat that, please.
You have a date set for the street album that you're gonna release?
It's definitely June. Definitely June. We'll be rocking out in June. We'll be rocking out in June. So definitely in June. I would say like June 20th or something like that, it'll be definitely on the streets.
Okay, you guys. So you heard that. You can look for that album. And right now, I do what you guys, the request, pop that thing. And just follow the Twitter. See what the new single's going to be. I'm going to be following you and asking you for the single so I can premiere them.
Well,
here.
The first official single, I'm going to tell you, is I started to send it, but it's not done being mixed and mastered. All I see is dough. That's going to be the first single. That's the first official single. I am gonna shoot a pop that video next couple of weeks. Big up to my whole team, World Star, Hype Magazine, Jamila, Majestic, Link, the whole Track King team, you know, out there, Jay, you know, the whole my little baby brother out there in Indianapolis, and the whole team, you know, the whole Track King family, you know, we out here. And bringing you that good music, you know. Like I said, we don't make history, we make history. And that's what it is, middle of the day.
Alrighty, well, I definitely appreciate you hanging with me. It was a lengthy interview, but I like to get into it. And, I like I said, there's so much more that we can learn from you. We look forward to having you back at a later date. And I'm happy, I'm excited, and I'm proud of you. Congratulations, all of that. Salute, respect, all of that. Much, much respect.
I mean, any questions anybody want to ask, anything before I get off, you know?
Do y'all have some questions? I just keep getting everybody saying this is a real dude, so boo, much respect. Nothing really. Maybe we went in too much and gave him all
maybe
the information.
Maybe I answered everything, huh? Let me leave with this honest. Look out for the Street Money album dropping in June. The name of the album is Born Royalty, and that'll be coming before the year is out. Like I say, plan is August for that. August, no later than October. But I mean, I can't wait.
Already. Much respect to you, and definitely enjoy the rest of your evening. I really appreciate you coming on tonight. I know it's about 5,000 that will be checking in with this interview no later than tomorrow, so we're excited.
One more thing. I'm endorsing. We got Hookah to Go, hookahtogo.com. Make sure you check it out. It's a non nicotine hookah. If you like hookahs, it's no tobacco, no tar, and it's so dope and it's clean. And like I say, go to hookahtogo.com to check that out. We got strawberry, we got chocolate, we got mint, we got watermelon. And if you smoke hookahs, I mean, it's a non-lightable hookah. There's a Hookah to Go, and you just put it in your pocket. It's amazing. It's amazing. So big up to hookahtogo.com.
Alrighty, I'm going to verify that with you so I can tweet that out to our people and let them know where they can get that. And we'll be talking about that on the show. And shout out to everybody again that's listening. Core DJs, the whole Track Boys and Bad Boy Entertainment, and much success and much respect to you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on our show tonight.
Salute, Onyx. Salute everybody and everybody that's listening. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Alright,
hello. Already, you guys, you heard that was Lil Ticket. That's a real dude. I mean, you know, we try to get the realest of the real. Does that sound crazy to say that? But nah, real talk. We do like to have the real peeps on the show because the real always recognize real. So if Onyx approach you, I'm like, yeah, this is a real nigga. And like I said, I did not know that he had all of these relationships until I got to, and the ones that I learned of tonight, the Ray Charles, did not know that wasn't a sample, the Georgia. I don't know if you, anyone realizes how big of a deal that is, but that's a major deal. So just the fact that it wasn't sample, it was a live instruments they were able to use and mix properly to get that track just right. So that's amazing. Shout out to him and his team and his lawyer and everybody involved. He's highly connected, very knowledgeable. And like I said, this is the type of stuff. Now, if you would have went to the conference, if you would have went to the mix show, if you went to the DJ United conference, if you would have went to the Southern Entertainment Awards, this is the type of people that you can meet and network with. They are there to network. They actually have set aside a weekend to network and do these things and speak on the panels. And yes, it may not be just his life story, but at least you may have a chance again to further network and like we did tonight and have him on our show months, you know, a couple months later. So again, something you can't get when you tweet. He's not going to tell you that he was, you know, has 12 brothers and sisters or four. I think it was 12 or 13. I'm going to have to go back and hear it again. But shout out to him and much respect. And I'm just in a G mood. I'm feeling some type of way. So I'm about to drop 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, and Jeezy. You know I love Jeezy. Major Distribution. Then we're going to come back on the cut and close out shortly. G14 Radio.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to move one brick, two brick, three bricks, four more. I'm trying to move 5 bricks, 10 bricks, 20 bricks, four.
I smoke 1 ounce, staring at the caddy on the showroom floor. Now I'm trying to move 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, more. Boy.
Run till the blood's been gripping. Go tell the trips I'm blood. Nigga, I be tripping. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. I put the K on niggas. I spray on niggas. Come through 2012 XJ on niggas. I'm a apex predator. Nigga, I'm strong. Shooters on deck. I break bread and they own you. Niggas said I fell off. Oh, you heard I fell off. Why the fuck would you be repeating that? Nigga, I'm a rap tycoon. Make $100 mil by June. Now who the fuck said I can't rap? Jack, I'm in the dope scene dream. I got it from broad. Got the morphine memories. I've been breaking the law. I was born a founder. In a stroller with the llama. I'm violent. I kill a nigga. Put that on my mama. Nah. Don't tell me nothing about none of these niggas. I smoke all these niggas for this word.
I'm trying to move 1 brick, 2 brick, 3 bricks, 4 more. I'm trying to move 5 bricks, 10 bricks, 20 bricks, four. I smoke 1 ounce, staring at the caddy on the showroom floor. Now I'm trying to move 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, more.
give a fuck about a fed as I jump up out of bed. 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, yeah. I'm trying to put this shit away. On the low, I need a hit a day. Think you better get away from my, oh my. I got a furry that'll fly. From Cali to Kingston, back to NY. Snoop, Master Kush, 05 to 09. Combined, get you some pounds, and now you're flying high. Rubble with the metal, with my foot to the pedal. G's with the trees, and the things on my level. 5-0, you know I go hard. These fools call me Bo Hard. Head nigga in charge, these niggas talk at the bar. But I ain't tripping, I'm just flipping my G's. Cause if you really want the bomb, come and fuck with your G's. I got it. Always kill, always will. Had that sit act, my nigga, get that. You hear that?
I'm trying to move one, brick two, brick three, brick four, more.
Real talk.
I'm trying to move 5 bricks, 10
yeah,
bricks, 20 bricks, 4
I smoke 1 ounce, staring at the caddy on the showroom floor. Now I'm trying to move 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, more.
5 a.m. in the kitchen, nigga, I'm coughing. Bag full of white 8 balls, I'm going golfing. The homie got killed last night, bought him a coffin. Retaliated the same night, made him a dolphin, huh? Guess that's the life of a yay flipper. Top of make your ass get naked just like a stripper. Got cameras for the jackets, home invaders, man. Them niggas coming all black like they Raiders fans. All I saw growing up was kilos and gang bang. Then the homie taught me to whip, game change. Now I'm breaking down birds on the coffee table. Yeah, and have some bitches sold before they off the table. Got a little nigga want him a half, I'm gon' split it. The type of nigga work that vision like it's a skillet. Let's show them more water, stretch it like it's the last. Way it up, it's 2 bitches rapping in plastic.
I'm trying to move 1 brick, 2 brick, 3 brick, 4 more. I'm trying to move 5 bricks, 10 bricks, 20 bricks, 4
I smoke 1 ounce, staring at the caddy on the showroom floor, floor. Now I'm trying to move 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds more, boy.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's your Crippin' cousin, 5-0. Anytime you need that motherfucking smoke, you know I got it, cuz. You need 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, whatever you need, you know I got it. And if them niggas out there in the NY need it, yo, my connect, so I can hook them niggas up with that tongue. Ooh-wee. You trying to move this shit, cuz. For real, though. I got too much of this shit on me. Yeah, I'm Bob Marley reincarnated.
Yeah. Already, G14, we had a cut coming back. I had to drop something G on the way out real quick. Y'all know I had to do it. Major Distribution, 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, and Young Jeezy. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in. Got a couple people on the board as well. Shout out. You know, it was a great interview. If you missed some of it, part of it, please, after this, I've seen about 7 minutes, 8 minutes, it's going to be available. So go ahead and click play, listen back to that interview, and get that information and get to know who No Ticket is, and you know, support the people that support the real, respect the real. I mean, come on now. This is, you know, it's not about being street. It's just about being honest with yourself and putting some reputable information out there. Shout out to Lamont. He said it was a dope show. He is G14 Radio Tech. I meant to shout you out earlier, homie. I'm sorry. My mind's everywhere. Golden got me all messed up because he ain't on the show. Couldn't do a format, nothing. I had to just freestyle it. But but no, shout out to the glue at the glue. That's the other host. He is actually in Florida right now at attended a memorial for a DJ, and unfortunately, like I said, we did have some unfortunate events happen this week, and you know, unfortunate things happen in life, as you just heard with our special guest at Mill Ticket. He was caught up in some ways and some routes that weren't the best, but he made a way out of no way and got out of that and is blessed today. And you've heard the story, you heard tonight all of the connections, all of the networks and relationships. It's not about gloating, it's not about look what I'm doing, but it is about look what I'm doing. Look where the work ethic can take you. Look where the drive and just being real with yourself and others. If you can't keep it, I said it earlier this week, I'm feeling some type of motivational this week or whatever, but I said if you can't keep it 100 with yourself, you can't keep it 100 with others. So that's just what it is at the end of the day. So I hope you guys enjoyed tonight. Lamont said he enjoyed it. A couple of y'all said y'all enjoyed it. Getting texts, during the show, which I hate the most. I wish I'd tweet so I could retweet, but I do appreciate you for tuning in and listening tonight. Go back and listen if you missed anything. And that's pretty much it. We about to ride out next Wednesday, The Cut. I'm not going to announce the guest, but I believe it's going to be like a Louisiana takeover, so you may want to tune in. I'm going to have we're going to have two special guests from Louisiana, and you might want to tune in for this as well. So some real dudes, some cool guys bringing out that, you know, premiering their new records and whatnot on The Cut, because this will be the station to compete with, I'm telling you right now. Global 14 Radio, The Cut via global14.com, Jermaine Dupri social networking site. So go there, sign up, get familiar with the community. Follow me at Onyx254. Follow the other hosts at The Glue, THAGLUE. And Batos, his Twitter is on there as well. I'm not going to try to attempt to say it. I always mess it up. And that's what it is. Next Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Riding out to Young Me, Now Hustle. Let's go.
Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I hunt.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I hunt? I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now was Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
Why? I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own.